Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of veterinarian Sarah Barlow Russell and farrier Trenton Russell, a married couple living and working in agriculture in Absorkey. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Sarah reads the tuberculosis test she gave to some Corriente calves on the Barron Ranch. Sarah arrives at the Barron Ranch to do a bit of everything.
Hello!
There's some confusion about just how many heifers Sarah will be vaccinating against brucellosis today. Ranch owner Wanda Wilcox checks with her husband, Tiny Starkweather.
Tiny, did you count them? Tiny, did you count them, the heifers?
Tiny reckons about 15.
I already know that.
Sarah's undeterred by the numbers and begins setting up for however many heifers are going to come through the chute for their brucellosis or Bangs vaccination. She's also gathering what she needs for the main event today, reading a TB test she gave some cattle a couple of days before.
It is a little bit unusual because we don't routinely TB test much. Montana is a TB-free state. We only do TB testing when we're shipping them somewhere where they require that. Or another situation I've done some TB testing is if somebody wants their own personal milk cow, because there's no other person that's going to test that milk. So then a lot of times we recommend testing before they do that.
These aren't milk cows, they're Corriente, a small, agile, athletic cattle breed with heavy horns and a gentle disposition. They're used a lot for team roping, bulldogging, cutting, and team penning. Often they're confused with a similar breed of cattle from Mexico, which has more of a problem with tuberculosis. That's why this breed of cattle needs to be TB tested for shipment.
You do the injection, and then you wait the 72 hours, and then you look at the site and you look for any kind of reaction to that, which can be a lump, a swelling, anything like that. Oftentimes, if they're positive, then they're typically put down because it's a public health risk, because tuberculosis can be spread to humans. And then even at slaughter, there's all kinds of hands-on inspection by the USDA food inspectors to make sure that nothing that's suspicious gets into the food chain.
This type of cattle, Sarah's calling them Corriente and Wanda's calling them Longhorns, are a rare sight around Stillwater County, where black and red Angus and Herefords are more the norm. But Wanda's partial.
My son's high school rodeoed, and we didn't have our own rope and stock, and we were renting cattle every year for thousands of dollars. And I says, why not raise our own? Plus, I really like them, and I have a bull that won the Denver show. He won a show in California. He's getting old, but he's still beautiful, and he's got beautiful horns. And the little longhorn calves, they buck and play like little elk, and they're actually the really fun little creatures to have around.
The ranch has a couple dozen longhorn calves that will go in this coming month's horse sale, plus some commercial black Angus.
And we do ranch vacations. We have people from all over the world come and ride.
Wanda owns and operates Paintbrush Adventures. For nearly 30 years, she's taken guests on pack trips, mountain trail rides, fishing excursions, and ranch vacations in the Beartooth Mountains. Wanda's the fifth generation on the ranch that dates back to 1873.
Come on, step forward.
The first little Corriente steer comes through the chute.
Okay. So see, I injected all of them on this right side of their tail, basically in this little fold. And you feel them before you inject them. So you know that they don't have a scar, a lump, or a bump, or something funny there to start with. And then when you read it, you feel it and see if you can find any swelling where you put the injection. And in this case, I don't. So he's good.
Sarah runs through the rest of the cattle, vaccinating the heifers and TB testing the Corrientes. None is positive for TB. Next, it's paperwork. Sarah likes to take care of it while she's at the ranch, even though the conditions are rustic.
Wanda, would you come sign your bang slip, please? And then I'll have to have you sign the TB one, but I'm not quite done with it yet, so.
So right here on this line.
Next week, with calving underway up and down the valley, Sarah doesn't know what's coming her way.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.